Well, I'd say that they'd have to go vomit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And would there be another way to say that besides vomit?
Puke.
Oh, yeah. That was anything else? Is it?
I throw up.
I guess that's after you drank all that the time you drank all that moonshine you were telling me about. Something like that happened to you, didn't it?
I guess so.
Now, when you're sick,
crap.
Now, when you're sick like that, and you have to vomit, you'd say you're sick.
Stick it to your stomach.
Yes.
Well, I guess what made me sicker than wasn't waiting on me, went and got a slop jar for me to vomit in.
Oh no.
Yeah, I could sell this property here for a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
See, it runs back a little over 1,000 feet and it's 200 feet wide,
mm-hmm.
and here on the front it's a 350 feet,
mm-hmm.
right here frontage.
Mm-hmm.
I could get 150,000 for it.
Mm-hmm.
But government run me.
That's right. That's probably.
Yeah, government run me. I ain't got no dependent.
Mm-hmm.
And they just ruined me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't need to sell it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All it's
going to
do is get more valuable.
Well, yeah, it's been getting more every year. But
it's
got to be a stopping point there, though, sometime. But
I get it. Well, yeah.
But I don't know.
The way Mount Home's growing, though,
I think it's safe yet.
I think so.
Anyway, I could put up a sign out there, this property for
mm-hmm.
sale,
mm-hmm.
and I could get my own price for it before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And the one way that I'd sell it, and that'd be in payments, yearly
mm-hmm.
payments,
mm-hmm.
with a nice little interest.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way I'd sell it.
Yeah, that's
probably because, I pay all the income tax, so I want to pay now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd have to pay a lot of income tax.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what the government will do whenever you get, get it up in the money part.
Mm-hmm.
And this would have to be up there. I wouldn't price it under
$150,000. Mm-hmm.
And I can sell it for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's several that want it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to sell it. I like to live here, and it's handy.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't need any other place. You just want to have this one. You wouldn't.
How's that?
You wouldn't want to get another place.
No.
You got one now. As long as
I've got this, right? This suits me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, now, if... a young couple were going out together a lot, seeing a lot of each other. I think before you were talking about, they call that courting, didn't they?
Courting,
didn't you say?
Yeah.
That?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they call it courting.
They call that courting.
I don't know whether that's the right name for it or not, but
well,
that's what
they call it. Yeah. And then they'd say that boy was her boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
and then they'd call her his
sweetheart or girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. And if this boy was to, if they was courting and he asked her to marry him, and instead she went off with somebody else, they'd say she did what to him?
She slighted him, or she turned him down,
mm-hmm.
or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, either one would be a good answer for it.
Mm-hmm. And
but that happens a lot of times.
That happens a lot of times.
Yeah, that happens a lot of times.
Well, what about at a wedding? The man who would stand up with the groom would be called
the best man, I think.
And the one that stands up with the bride is called the...
let's see. What do they call that?